the laws and customs relating to Hallel, with specific emphasis placed on Hallel of Rosh Chodesh. So as we know, the sages instituted for Hallel to be recited on a number of holidays, including the 8 days of Sukkot, the 8 days of Chanukah, the first day or days of Pesach, and the days of Shavuos. In addition, there are a number of days that Hallel is recited as a custom and not as a Takanas Chachamim. And one of them is Rosh Chodesh. The recital of Hallel and Rosh Chodesh is not required from the letter of the law and is a mere minhag. Nonetheless, over the generations, this minhag has become halacha, and as the Tzemach Tzedek writes in Piskei Dinim, that today there is no man amongst Israel who does not recite Hallel and Rosh Chodesh, heaven forfend. This custom of reciting Hallel on Rosh Chodesh is recorded in Maseches Tainis 28b, in the Rambam, in the Shulchan Aruch, chapter 422, Halacha 2. What's the basis of the custom? Why do we suddenly decide to say it on Rosh Chodesh? So the Shibuli Aleket writes in the name of the Ga'anim, as recorded in the Beis Yosef and the Kaf HaChaim, that it's actually based on a pasuk in Tehillim, in Kapitel Kuf Nun, which is the last capital in Tehillim. In that capital, it states the word Halleluka 12 times, corresponding to the 12 months, hence implying that you should say extra praises from Tehillim 12 times a year, which corresponds to once each month. Now you may ask, what about in a leap year that we have 13 months? So that is why Kol HaNeshama, the last pasuk in that capital, is repeated for the 13th month. Now we can understand the secret behind the abridged Hallel. Why do we skip and not say all the paragraphs, but only say some? Skipping the capital of Leilano and the Ahavti. So the Rishonim explained, so is brought in the Rif and the Abu Daram, and the Alter Rebbe Shulchan Aruch, chapter 488 and 490, then, being that the recital on Rosh Chodesh is a mere custom, we therefore skip parts of it in order to emphasize its lack of obligation. An additional reason is recorded in the Levush and Kaf HaChaim, as being due to the fact that Rosh Chodesh is a day of atonement, as we know that we would bring the sa'ir, the goat offering, as an atonement kapara on Rosh Chodesh. In detail, was actually a day of atonement for children who would die of the illness called askara, which was a certain disease known back then. Now, on a day of atonement, we don't say Hallel. As we know, on Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, Hallel is not said. And therefore, also on Rosh Chodesh, since it's also a day of atonement, we'd say a abridged version of Hallel and not the whole thing. It's interesting to note the opinion of the Rambam, which is very different than all the other Rishonim and Paiskim that we mention, which is that the abridged Hallel was only established or customary to be said by the congregation, not by the individual. Meaning that the minhag on Rosh Chodesh is for a minyan to say Hallel, but not for a private person to say Hallel. This is not the final ruling in Halacha. As explicitly ruled in the Shulchan Aruch of the Machaber 422:2, that Hallel is to be recited both by a congregation and a private individual. As for the reason for why the paragraphs of Ve'ahavti and Leilanu are skipped specifically and not other paragraphs, so while reasons are offered in the Rishonim and Achreinim, practically as the Bir Halacha explains, this is not set in stone, and in truth, one can skip other paragraphs as well instead of that paragraph, and it's just that the custom is to skip specifically these. The main thing is to make a noticeable mark in your Rosh Chodesh Hallel that it is not an obligation or just a custom by skipping a paragraph. And indeed we find in other Rishonim other paragraphs that were skipped and not Leilanu and Ahavti. Based on this background, it's understood that in the event that one accidentally read the entire Hallel, that he's Yotze, the mitzvah of Hallel, we don't say that the fact he said the whole thing invalidates it, as the reason we omit paragraphs is simply for recognition purposes. Likewise, based on this, we can also deduce that if one remembered after he already said Leilanu and Ahavti that he said the entire, that he's saying everything, that he didn't skip like he's supposed to on Rosh Chodesh, then he should skip a different paragraph. As we said before, in truth, you can skip any paragraph, and it's just a minhag that these paragraphs were chosen. So to fulfill the idea of making it recognizable that it's an abridged version, that it's a minhag only, you can choose a different paragraph to skip in the Evid. So writes Avnei Yashbe, Yenor Chaim, Tshuva 83. Now, what do you do if you remember in the middle? If a person is in the middle of the paragraph of Leilanu or Ahavti and then remembers, Rav Avram Chaim Na points out in his Halachic Chronicles printed in Yagdol Torah that he should first conclude the verse he's holding by and only then continue to the next paragraph, as it's forbidden to stop in the recital of a verse in middle and to say only half a pasuk, as the Alter Rebbe writes in chapter 494. Regarding if women are obligated in reciting Hallel on Rosh Chodesh. So although men have accepted upon themselves this custom of reciting an abridged Hallel on Rosh Chodesh, and for them it's therefore an obligation, no such custom exists for women. and therefore technically women are exempt from reciting Hallel. This applies not only to the Hallel of Rish Chodesh, but to all the Hallels of the year. As writes the Magen Avraham in the Alter Rebbe in the Shulchan Aruch, chapter 106, Halacha 2, and 479, Halacha 7. The reason for this is because it's a mitzvah's essay, Shazman Grama. It's a rabbinical command, positive command, that's time-dependent. Nevertheless, as points out the Chidah, women are permitted to recite Hallel if they choose, and so is the widespread custom today for women to recite Hallel. In Mirtz Hashem, in future lessons, we will discuss further aspects and halachas relating to Hallel, on Rish Chodesh, and in general. To conclude with a teaching of the Rebbe regarding why, according to Chassidus and Kabbalah, Hallel is recited on Rish Chodesh. So the Rebbe explains that the prayer of Hallel draws down levels of above nature into the natural order of the world. You see, a regular weekday is meant to follow the natural order of the world, and therefore it's not fit for one to recite Hallel on a regular weekday, as Hallel represents miracles and above nature. This is also why Hallel is not recited on Shabbos, as Shabbos, the day itself, is above nature, so we don't need Hallel to be said. Rish Chodesh, however, is a compromise between Shabbos and a weekday. On the one hand, it's not the same level of Shabbos, and hence there's no Isser to do Malacha on Rish Chodesh, although at the same time, it's not one of the days that you're required to work, as it says, Sheshes Yomim Tavay. And that does not apply to Rish Chodesh. You can choose to take a holiday leave on Rish Chodesh. And therefore, this is the perfect day to say Hallel and draw down a ray of above the worlds into the worlds. All in all, the main thing is to know that our reciting of Hallel is not just mere lip service, but actually makes a great effect in the world on Rish Chodesh.
Thank you for listening to ShulchanAruchHarav.com. Our free services of making Torah knowledge available to the public depends on donors like you. Please help us continue our work through making even a small contribution at ShulchanAruchHarav.com under the Daily Halacha Dedication section or in the subscription page. Also, check out our online courses and many Sepharim available for purchase that will both enhance your Torah knowledge and help support our work.